Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone enjoyed their weekend. Let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, I love you, and I thank you for your word. Help us to understand your word. Help us to apply your word. Teach us your word so we may be strong and we may stand strong in this evil day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we were talking about on Friday, we were in the book of John. We're in chapter 10, and I'm going to reread verse 1 in John chapter 10. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And we were talking about the word counterfeit. It is a counterfeit, something that is fake and something that is artificial, something that is set up as an exact imitation of something else only to deceive or defraud. And so that is a counterfeit. And so we talked about that, and we were over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we want to reread something in chapter 11. It is at verse 3. It says, "But I fear," and this is Paul talking again to the Corinthians, "but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be converted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And so Christ, the gospel of Christ, is simple. It is believing by faith and saved by grace. But there are other gospels out there, other ones that are being preached or taught, whether they're in a church or somewhere else. There are people setting out to deceive. And also in 2 Corinthians 11, it talks about in verse 13 that, and verse 14, that we do not marvel, because Satan has transformed himself as an angel of light, and he also has ministers that have transformed themselves into looking like ministers of the gospel of Christ, and they are not. And that we need to be careful about that. And so the Bible talks about in John chapter 10, Jesus likened it as a thief or a robber, someone that comes in another way, someone that is crafty, someone that is able to work about their schemes. The Bible talks about the wiles of the devil. It's the schemes of the devil, these things that he sets up, because he is very subtle. He comes across in a muted kind of mild way and to lure you into traps. And so we have before us this great opportunity to read the word, to believe God, to be followers of Jesus Christ, and to live according to his word. And that opportunity is everlasting life. Now, but we have decisions that we can make. Our free will comes with an enormous amount of responsibility. We want to be able to do whatever we want to do, but it comes with a price. And that price is determined by the choice that we make. And so, is that price going to be paid by the blood of Jesus that we follow into eternal life and see him in peace? Or are we going to make another choice that has another price of eternal damnation? The choice is ours. Now, when we talk about people who go about defrauding and things like that, you know, it brings me to words like intentions and motivations. What is our motivation? When we seek to do certain things for people, what is our motivation? And it talks about also in 2 Corinthians, further up in that chapter from verse 13, it talks about people that actually are after money, by preaching the gospel. They're after gain. And Paul in chapter 11 is talking about he did not go about seeking money from the Corinthians. He actually got money from other churches in order to come there and preach and teach them the gospel. And he wasn't coming there trying to take or gut them for their material things in order for him to preach the gospel. He came on his own out of love. And so how do we know a servant of God? A servant is identified by their sacrifice. If you are a servant, you are sacrificing. You are sacrificing time. You are sacrificing your own desire and your own want. You are sacrificing your mouth in order to be quiet sometimes. You are sacrificing all the things that it takes in order for someone else to make it. So mothers and fathers sacrifice for their children in order to go to college and in order to learn a different way of life than perhaps they learned. And so therefore they may not yell or argue, violently in front of the children, because why? They're going to sacrifice their own emotions and their own feelings for the safety and well-being of their children. And that's what Christ has done. He is the ultimate father. He is the ultimate sacrificing servant. And he has sacrificed his life for us. But he is warning us about those that do not have those motivations, do not have the intention of sacrificing themselves, but they have the intention of sacrificing us for their gain. We become the currency. We become what those counterfeits spend in order to do the work of Satan. And we have to watch out for the craftiness. We have to watch out for the alternative lives that we are being presented with. And that's what Paul was talking about here in verse 4 of chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians. And it says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus," there is one Jesus, one, and he is the Son of God. He is God manifested in the flesh. He did not, I've heard many different things. People come on TV, on documentaries and stuff saying that, Jesus had children and all these things. That's blasphemy. He had children and he was with Mary and all of these things to defraud the gospel. To take away the credibility of the word of God. And so if someone comes along and preaches another Jesus, meaning you can get to heaven some other way, some alternative way. You can get to heaven by climbing up through the window. No, you can't. You come straight through the door and it's through the blood of Jesus. And he also talks about here, whom we have not preached. So if you are in the Word of God and you're studying the Word of God and someone comes along and they start talking to you about some other alternative and mixing gospels together that you can, be Buddhist and Christian combined, that's a lie. But you got to be in the Word to know that. You have to stand firm for the gospel of Christ. This is the day when wavering could cost you severely. It has always had a price, but this is a real age of deception. I'm going to stop right there. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. We will continue in John chapter 10 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11. God bless you.